Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain,
welcome to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion and or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or web talk radio agent shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this web talk radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen so you can take notes as you join us this evening. Now, join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie. Allie, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can still do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can also follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And on behalf of Doc and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely thank you for listening and for joining us, as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Now, Doc is with us tonight. Good evening, Doc, and thank you for joining me. I am looking forward to our discussion tonight and also to our special guest who will be sharing his personal layoff story with us because, you know what, after all, that is why we're here. We're here to share our experiences and hear from our listeners so that we can all get through the trials of life together. And you know what? There are definitely strength in numbers. Don't you think so, Doc?
I agree. I am very excited. As you stated, we're here to allow people or help people get through their layoff stories. But most importantly, I feel like we're here to inspire. So I'm excited to have our guest tonight to uplift, inspire, and minister to our audience tonight.
Absolutely. So thanks again for being with me. And before we get started and before we get to the point where we welcome our special guest to the show, I want to take a brief moment to make a few announcements. So we'll keep it moving. If you have happened to miss a particular show and you want to catch up on what you've missed, you could do that through the ALR website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because we have an automatic player box on the programming page, and you can access all of our past recorded shows. All you have to do is just simply click on a particular show that you want to listen to, and there you go. So that is really convenient and easy for you to do. And we are also on iTunes, which is so huge for us. So all you have to do is search Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are there, available for you to listen to. And after tonight's live show airs, it will be available for upload about an hour or so after it airs. So we continue to thank you for tuning in and for catching up on all the shows. So, but those of you who happened to tune in last week for the first episode of our men's series, Uncovering the Mystery of the Missing Man, with our very own contributing pastor, Dwayne Johnson Sr. from Lifestyle Christian Church, I am sure that you will all agree that it was a powerful, powerful conversation that we had. Now, during that conversation with Brother Pass, we uncovered some of the misconceptions that many of our men have about who they are and what God created them to be, as well as we did open up a few cans of worms, too. However, needless to say, because we are all about walking in truth and about facing our truths here, it is necessary for us to have these conversations. So with that said, we urge you to please mark your calendar for the next episode in the series, which is scheduled to air on Tuesday, October 22nd. And I promise you that it will be just as engaging as the first episode, and you won't want to miss it. So now we're at a point where we're ready to get started with the heart of the show. And so it's at this time that I am going to turn it over to our executive producer, Mel D, so that she can share with us how she met our guest, and then welcome him to the show. So, Mel D, take it away.
Okay. Well, thank you, Allie, and thank you, Doc, for an awesome, awesome introduction. What I want to share is that you never know when you're going to hear a layoff story. Mm-hmm. And I happen to have been at the screening for The Butler, mm-hmm. and there was a gentleman sitting beside me, and he was having a conversation with another gentleman. Okay. And as he started his conversation, he was talking about his layoff and how during his layoff, after his layoff, he just thought and started talking to God and just started walking and thinking about what his life purpose was, but more importantly, what his passion was. Mm. And then he talked about how he was led into pursuing his passion of acting. Mm. Well, you know, sometimes when you eavesdrop on the right conversation. So I immediately interrupted and said, oh, my God, Troy, I really would like to talk to you about a radio show that I produce. And we just started talking, and I just want to tell you the synergy was just there. The excitement was there. We had to cease the conversation because the movie was about to start. But immediately afterward, we dialogued and kept in touch, and we are so, so happy to have mm-hmm. Mr. Troy Bland, and I just learned this evening, Pastor Bland, join us. And he's going to share his story of layoffs. And also his walk and his journey, like yours, Allie. And we're just mm-hmm. going to dialogue because I think this is going to be an inspiring conversation for our listening audience. And Troy, I want to welcome you. You're on air.
Hello. Troy. Thank you for having me, Melinda. Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, yes. And Doc is on air with us, and so is Allie. So we're going to kind of have this conversation and with our listening audience. But how about if we start this conversation with Troy? You tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, everyone, for allowing me to have this opportunity tonight, because this is very, very exciting, and I hope whatever I say would actually help somebody. Mm-hmm. My name is Troy Bland, Pastor Troy Bland. I'm originally from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And by means of my church, me and my family, we relocated to Macon, Georgia from New York because my pastor at the time was led by the Lord to relocate the church to Georgia. And
okay.
my family had followed. This is back in 1986.
Okay.
I've been married for 26, going on 20, well, 26 years, actually.
Praise God.
26 years. Mm-hmm. I have one son and four grandsons.
Oh,
grandchildren,
okay.
I'm sorry. Three grandsons and one granddaughter, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But I was working at, matter of fact, let me just back up a little bit. I was a youth minister at my church, but then my pastor passed away, and so the torch was folded to me to become pastor of Bethel Temple Full Gospel Church.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, working as a pastor, but, you know, I still have to work to provide for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a job called GE, working at a very, very prestigious company. And, you know, like any other employee, I was working there. I was very diligent with my job.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 5.5 years as in the finance department, and I loved my job. It was very great and very good, and I had received numerous customer service awards and accolades, and you know, I really didn't give any trouble to my supervisor. Okay, I'm a people person, and I love to do what I do with excellence.
Okay.
However, just like what's happening in the economy today.
Mm-hmm.
I had the unfortunate experience of receiving notification that my position was going to be laid up, phased out, along with 24 other people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's,
yes.
It's funny because that leads us into the next part of this conversation is because, as you may or may not know, that I started a blog entitled There Is Life After Layoff, which was an inspiration, of course, then for this radio show. And the vision that I got to start the blog, I received 2 days after I learned I was being laid off from my job of over 13 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that vision I knew was from God because it gave me such a feeling of peace in the midst of such a traumatic and negative situation. And God told me that he was going to provide for me and my family, and I felt that peace in that. And so he told me he wanted me to use my journey of rediscovery and empowerment to guide other people through this, you know, difficult time, such as a layoff. So you kind of share with us, that you did get laid off. Well, how did you first initially handle that, and, you know, how did you get through that? What was your first initial reaction when you found out you were getting laid off?
Well, let me tell you, it happened in July of 2012 when I received notification. They was giving us 60 days notice.
Wow.
It was at that morning, actually it was about 12:30 in the afternoon. I knew something was going on in my office. It was all this hush-hush and gathering in groups. So something was going on that was not in the norm.
Right.
And, well, I got that phone call from my manager and told me to please meet her down in the office along with HR, and something had to discuss with me, and that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, though. God had blessed me with some coworkers that love the Lord and know the Lord.
Mm.
So one particular, she's a pastor, friend and sister in the Lord, she began to pray for me because she knew I got that call.
Okay.
Come downstairs. So I went downstairs and met with the manager, and they, you know, told me the reason why they were laying off. It wasn't anything personal, but it was their decision.
Right.
You know how it is.
Right.
It doesn't matter how long you've been there and what position you are in, but when they make that financial decision, you're gone.
Exactly.
So, but let me tell you, I sat there, and this is the God's honest truth.
Mm.
I sat there, and I just nodded, and the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, "It is well."
Ah.
It is well. Yes. Now, see, there's a difference when you have Christ in your life.
Yes.
Okay, to deal with situations, because everybody, you know, things happen to everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whether you're saved or you're unsaved, whether you know the Lord or you don't know the Lord, that's life, period.
Right.
But how you deal with it is different.
Yes.
It's mildly different.
Yes.
So with that said, I went back upstairs to pack up my things because they told me, you know, you can leave. You can leave for the rest of the day, that is, okay?
Right.
And I ran into that sister again, and she said, "Troy, what happened?" And I said, "It is well. It is well." Well, this is the, and I'm hope this will help somebody out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Even though you may receive bad news,
right?
It's not the end.
That's
it's
right.
It's not the
mm-hmm.
end. You got to trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but
that's
in all
right.
your ways acknowledge Him. He will direct your path.
That's
now
right.
I know nowadays, today, a lot of people have been laid off.
Mm-hmm.
People, they get emotionally stressed out. Now I'll talk about that later on. But
mm-hmm.
people get emotionally stressed out and they don't know what to do.
Right.
But I went home with the peace of God, and let me tell you this. As soon as I walked in the door, okay, I left home half a day. As soon as I walked in the door, my home phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
It was that sister in Christ.
Oh, wow.
She called with another minister on the phone, and they began to pray with me, and the Lord began to prophesy through them and told me, I'm telling you the truth. He
wow.
said that I'm going to work it out for you. There is a reason this is going on.
Mm. Oh, that's powerful right there. So did that then lead you, because, you know, this story is, this There Is Life After Layers is all about rediscovering empowerment and walking in your true calling or purpose. Did you
mm-hmm.
feel that God was going to lead you to walk in something, you know, I know you're an actor. Did you think that He was going to lead you in that direction, and is that your true calling or purpose?
Well, let me tell you this. With that layoff been done, which was on September 5th, 2012, okay, the 60 days, so it's been over a year.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you what that did. It opened up a way of freedom for me.
Mm.
Okay. Yes,
wow.
I signed up for unemployment and I got my severance package and everything like that, but yet now I have a sense of freedom.
Right.
You know, I have more time to do other things.
Exactly.
So one of the things that, you know, the Lord has spoken to me about is being more responsible, having more responsible time with my church, because I was just ordained a pastor a year and a half before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, now, I love people. I love
okay.
souls, and I preach the unadulterated word of God. But
right.
on the other hand, too, I said, Lord, I have a passion for acting.
Mm. Okay.
So now this opened up the door for me to have more time to go on auditions, because
mm-hmm.
I always had the passion for acting since I was 12.
Okay, okay. Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Pastor Troy, I have a question. We have been taught about multiple streams of income, so this question is going to be two-part. Did you beforehand having that knowledge, first, was there inside knowledge, or was it more so that you were blindsided when you got that call? That's part one. Part two, did you have multiple streams of income or some other income, or was GE your only income at that time that you were laid off?
Well, I also have my own business. On
okay.
Let
okay.
me just answer part two of that question. I have my own business, so I had some streams of income coming in through that, and I still do.
Okay.
Okay. Thank God for that. Okay.
Amen.
but it's off a commission, but I do that when I do a financial services, and I have some other another side business, multi-level marketing program business that I do. So I have that, but then GE, yes, it was my main. Okay. Was
okay.
my main source of income. Okay. But with that being diminished out, you know, I was forced to, you know, collect unemployment and all. So, but God is still providing ways, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And not only, let me go back to your first question, too, being blindsided. Let me just mention this. I love the Lord, and I know He loves me and everything, but I didn't think I was ready to become a pastor. I've been a member of my church since I was 14.
Okay.
I've been on all different auxiliaries and everything, and, you know, and I've been a youth minister. I love kids. I love children. I love kids. But
okay.
my pastor told me, before my pastor passed away, said, Minister Bland, if anything happens to me, you and your wife, Lisa, and my wife is a minister too, the Lord has spoken, you're going to take over. And I'm like, no. They talk about being blindsided in a way. And then, yes, and so now I see. And by God's grace, I see what he's doing in my life.
Wow. How did Minister Lisa handle you coming home saying that you were laid off initially?
You know, that good question. My wife of 26 years, she loves the Lord, and we're very much in love with each other. And we don't understand sometimes the work and the hand of the Lord, but it's always, you know, the Word of God says trust in him at all times. I thought about it. I said, what am I going to tell my wife? And that's with any man.
Right.
I mean,
that
loves his family. You know, they're either hesitant or they like, well, how are they going to share this? Well, I'll be honest with you. When I did share it, she did cry. She did. You know, she did cry and got upset. But I said, you know what, Lisa? And I called Lisa. I said, Lisa, the Lord's going to work this out.
Right.
Let me tell you, it's been rough. We had some rough times, but God provided every step of the way.
Yes. When he leads you to it, he'll get you through it.
Absolutely. And I said, Lord, now I'm pastoring, and you know, you called me to do this. I was like a Jonah. I didn't want to do it. But now, since the layoff that came, this is another avenue here that opened my eyes. I said, well, Lord, I have more time in your church and with your people. And not only that, God knows what we like, because God said he gives us the desires of our heart. But I also want to be in his perfect will at the same time.
Right,
I love
absolutely.
I love theater. I love stage. And God has opened up doors for me to when I went to auditions. And these were paid gigs, too. And, you know, and that was another source of income as well.
Wow, awesome. That's interesting.
How have you able to integrate your spiritual beliefs with your acting? And has there ever been a time that you've turned down a role because of your spiritual beliefs or because it didn't keep up or match up with your spiritual beliefs?
Okay. Let me explain to you and to the audience that's listening. Acting is actually, you know, you're taking on a role of someone that's not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're convincing the audience that's watching you that you are this person. You're portraying a character. So let me just break that down. You're portraying a character. All right. I had different characters I had played, and I've studied to become, and it wasn't me. Some of them was me in it, and some of them weren't. However, there are times, yes, when because of my faith and my spirituality and my walk with the Lord, that I've came up with challenges like that, with a role or language that they wanted me to use in a script.
Wow.
And I says, you know, but because of my being, now I know it's acting, I know it is, and I know people have other opinions about it.
Right.
But I have to stand my ground.
Exactly.
And I have to stand my ground. Yes, I did. I was handed a script of a character, and I played. And I was reading, and it was all fine until I'm like, wait a minute, there was a couple of words here that, no, I'm sorry, I cannot. Cannot do it. Well, why not? And we went back and forth, me and the director, and I said, no. And I added my own word in it, and you know, they weren't too pleased with it, but we went with it. But to answer your question, there are some things I have to take a stand for.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay. Great. And it sounds like if you don't compromise, then they ended up bending to your non-compromise. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody
right.
needed to hear that tonight. You know that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I think, though, Mel D, did you want to go ahead with our next question, or do you want to go ahead and take a quick station break?
Well, you know, the dialogue is going so well, so I think what we'll do is take a quick station break, and then we'll have more time on the other end to really dig a little deeper into the dialogue this evening. How's that sound with everybody?
That sounds great.
That's fine.
Okay,
all
so
right.
we thank you for sharing with us. And we are going to take a short station break right now, but we urge you to continue to stay tuned. And if you want to call and ask a question of our special guest tonight, please call us at 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Ali, Doc, and Mel D, and our special guest tonight, actor Troy Bland. So please stay tuned.
If you didn't know the pain of life, would you know the joy of life and how God always brings you through? No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take this time to thank our sponsors, who without their support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor for one or more show segments, please contact us at advertising@atlantaliferadio.com. Thank you. And now back to our program. Ali?
All right, we are back. And if you are just joining us, welcome. And you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Ali, and along with my regular co-host, Doc, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And please follow us on Twitter at AliWard45, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found tweeting at ALR Radio. So please follow us. And as I said before the break, if you want to be a part of this conversation tonight, or if you want to just ask a question of our guests, you can reach us at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added onto our on-air host queue. So now we're going to continue with our Your Voice, Your Story episode with our special guest actor Troy Bland, so we can get back to our conversation. So I think we're at you, Melody.
Yes. Well, Troy, I did have a question. What are some of the challenges? You mentioned them a few of the challenges before the break, but what are some of the challenges being in the movie industry or stage play industry, and especially as we start the dialogue about content that's not family-friendly or looking to create more family-friendly content? What are some of the challenges and things that you're looking for as an actor?
Okay. One of the challenges that any actor or aspiring actor or actress faces is rejection.
Mm.
We go to auditions or we go to these calls and, you know, and then someone else is picked, someone else is chosen. Or we do not receive a call back. And let me tell you something. This industry here is very competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have some inspiring actors and actors that are great, okay? And you may think that, oh, you are great yourself, but there's some others that may fit the role other than yourself.
Right.
You know, and so that's a challenge there, is that sometimes we may, like, scratch our head, or I have scratched and said, why wasn't I picked? Why wasn't I chosen? It's nothing personal. You know, we need to remember that it's nothing personal, but it's whom the writer, the screenwriter, or the playwright, or the director sees that person in that particular role. It may be a look that I did not have, or it may be my voice, or it could be the way I stand. But it's nothing personal. But that's one thing that that we as actors, or I have faced, and you know, sometimes we have to be patient.
Right.
We have to be patient about that. So.
So how did you get started? Did you just start going to casting calls, or did you take some classes, or how did you transition into acting?
Like I said, I always wanted to be an actor since I was 12. And the person that inspired me, and different ones asked me that question, well, who inspired you to become an actor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know him as Chicken George from Wolverine. Yes. He was the star of Pippin and Broadway star. And ever since I was 12 years old and I saw him from the play Pippin and the other shows that he portrayed, awesome. I said, wow, I would love to be like that. I would love to be in front of an audience.
Mm.
So one day, actually, I was working at a job in Atlanta.
Okay.
And someone had approached me and says, well, Troy, you dress so nice. And have you thought about going into modeling? And I said, no, not really. But I thought about that. And I said, well, let me just go ahead and take some pictures, in which I did. And then actually I heard on the radio that they needed some background extra for the movie Drumline and the movie The Gospel.
Okay.
So I started off with that as being a background actor, just going on set, and in my first time ever in front of a camera in front of a movie set.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it very much. So then I started taking it to another level. I said, well, let me go and enroll myself in some classes. So I went to John Casablancas and also at Nick Conti's Professional Actor Studio in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I loved it. Not only that, then I was introduced to my very first stage play, which I auditioned for in Atlanta, Monique Shaw Productions, Will a Real Man Please Stand? And who did I portray? A pastor.
Wow.
My first stage play in Atlanta, that was back in 2009. And from that point on, let me tell you this, and maybe I may be getting ahead of myself, but I'm a networker, and I have a gift of gab, and I love to meet people, but I find out that it's not so much who you know. I know they say that, it's who you know, but who knows you?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who knows you? There was someone that saw me in the play, Will a Real Man Please Stand, and asked me to be part of the independent films.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So one thing led to another, and that's how I started to get into the independent films and into more stage plays. I wasn't the lead role in everything, but my foot was in the door.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere. And that's interesting. I wanted to ask you, as Melody asked you about some of the challenges, I know that there's been a lot of talk about the lack of roles for African-American men or positive roles. What is your opinion on that? And what would you like to see? What direction do you want that to go as far as the entertainment industry is concerned?
As far as African-American men, what I would like to see is playing more positive roles.
We've been
stereotyped into being drug dealers or pushers or robbers or thugs. And, it kind of bothers me. I mean, I know it's life. I know it's life. But I would love to see a man that wants to take care of his kids. The young lady leaves his life or leaves the kids, and he wants to take care of his kids, or one that starts off low but works his way up. Someone that wants to be successful, someone that wants to, that's the type of roles I would like to see black men, African American men portray. Someone that's be positive, and that was because we have so many young men in jail, on the streets. Black on black crime. It's enough of that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. What advice, though, would you give to someone who is an inspiring actor or actress trying to get started in the entertainment industry? What would your advice be to them?
My advice, don't give up.
Right.
Don't give up. You say, yes, you're going to have the good, you're going to have the bad. I've heard different actors and actresses that, you know, lived out of their trucks, lived out of their cars, you know, mm-hmm. but they made it. Okay. We're not the main names, but we know certain ones that mm-hmm. had those experiences. But don't give up. Yes, you're going to be rejected. Yes, you're going to have the no's. I mean, life is full of no's. Okay.
Right.
But stay focused, stay committed, and always look for opportunities.
Mm.
And another thing I would say is to network. You have to market yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go to classes. Okay. Build up your resume. If you want to start off by being a background extra or just to work on a set, let me tell you something, too. When I've been working on, I worked on a set, what was it, of Single Ladies. I worked on a set for Single Ladies. I worked on a set for Drop Dead Diva.
Mm.
I just not only go there to be in front of the camera, but I watch everybody do their part.
Wow.
I watch the cameramen. I watch the caterers, okay, they feed the actors. I watch the AD person, the director. I listen to the language they use in order to mm-hmm. speak with one another. So you have to pay close attention because you never know what spot somebody may have you in.
Right.
That's good. And Pastor Troy, what advice would you give someone that regarding volunteering? A lot of times when people see that people have arisen in acting positions, they feel like they just start there, and most people want the money. But what advice would you give about maybe starting at the bottom and working your way up?
There's nothing wrong with volunteering. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. You know, you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. I mean, as far as, yes, we need to get paid, okay?
Right.
But start somewhere. Get your foot in the door, because you know what? And that, not only when you on set or you're being a background extra, it's very important to have the right attitude.
That's good right there.
The right attitude. Don't come there complaining or, you know, just saying, oh, it's a long day, why am I here, and folding your arms. No, smile.
Right.
Act like you're getting paid $10,000, you know,
right.
versus you're just volunteering. If
right.
you take that correct attitude and somebody's going to see it and notice it, that's going to bring you up. For the Bible says, humble thyself,
mm-hmm.
and that in due time thou shalt be exalted. So
wow.
my advice is to start off, it's okay to volunteer. Do that, okay? But then someone one day is going to pick you up and take you to the next level through God's help.
Mm. You've said a lot of things. We've had Palmer Williams, who we use his theme song, so the theme song that you see in the beginning, and he's also played Floyd on House of Pain. But a lot of the things that you are sharing is what he shared, and what stands out is when you say have the right attitude.
Right.
Do you have a story or a testimony where maybe no one knew you, but because of your attitude, you moved up in the industry, be it acting or even employment-wise? Has there been a situation where you know it was your attitude that causes doors to open for you?
Well, yes. Let's take it back to my employment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, when I was working at GE, it was hard. It was stressful. It was stressful because it was all about numbers, for one thing. I had to come there on time, which I did. No personal phone calls, none of that. But what I did, I was on the phone all the time. And
mm-hmm.
by that, when you get on the phone and you're inquiring about someone's account, always be polite. Always smile. Somebody can feel when you smile at them through the phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So I came there. I made up my mind and said, you know what? See, your mind takes you places where it can take you to the valley or it can take you to the mountaintop. It depends on you.
That's good.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to walk in this job. I'm going to have a great day. No matter what happens, I'm going to smile. I'm going to be helpful. Well, it paid off because, you know, in the long run, I got laid off. But throughout the time when I was there, I received calls back from customers. I received letters, you know, saying Troy Bland was very helpful to me, and it really came back and it helped me out with my position. I got promoted and everything like that too. So the same thing happens even when you are on set or you're on a project. You know, always have the right attitude. Because I told somebody that, matter of fact, a couple of months ago, we was in the holding room as actors, as the background actors, and somebody was talking negative, and it just bothered me. And I said, this person next to me, I said, you know what? You never know who's watching you or listening to you.
That's right.
Have a good attitude. Have a good attitude. So with that said, okay, there were times, too, when I was called back because they loved my smile. They loved my smile. So I'm not boasting or bragging, but you've got to have, now I'm not saying that every day you're going to smile all the time, but you just take your mind there and say, listen, I'm just going to have a great day, but I was called back because of my smile. That's awesome.
Wow. And that's something as simple as a smile. You know, people take that for granted. Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Pastor Troy, you were saved at a young age. Do you feel like if you didn't have Christ in your spiritual beliefs, that your attitude about being laid off and the attitude that you take even on sets would be different? Do you feel like
absolutely.
There's a difference?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, Christ makes the difference.
Yes, sir.
Because we all going to have challenges, okay?
Yes.
It rains on the just as well as the unjust.
That's
but
good.
But the Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Yes, sir.
So I'm so glad that, you know, it got to take Christ to take me through, okay? So when I got saved at the age of 16, and I'm going to be 52 next November.
Okay.
God has kept me all this time. But, yes, I give him praise. I give him glory. And he teaches me. I'm not perfect, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, he helps me through the downs. He helps me through the trials. He helps me when the times I fail.
Right.
Okay? Because there are times I'm not perfect. But
right.
It helps me. And, it's just, and we learn through life experiences. We learn through it. And sometimes we can be so anxious to say, well, Lord, why didn't I get this position? Why did this happen? Why didn't I get that part? But you know what? My attitude that I learned is, Lord, if you don't give it to me, I don't want it.
That's right.
That's good.
and you know what? There's something that I've said from time to time on the program as it relates to perfection. I've always said that God does not expect perfection, but he does expect progress. And so as long as we're making progress in our walk with him and in our relationship with him, then he's happy because, you know, none of us are going to be perfect.
Right.
But, you know, he wants to see that growth in all of us. And you know, I believe that he grows us through our trials and tribulations when we're most challenged.
Absolutely. That's right.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Good.
It's powerful.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Troy, I wanted to ask you this. Since you brought up that you're turning 52, I wanted to talk about it's never too late because a lot of people have been laid off and they're at midlife, meaning they're age 50 and older, and they're sort of stuck with what do I do next? Am I too old to pursue my passion? What do you have to say to our listeners who are, let's say, 50 years old and older, who want to pursue acting? What do you say to them?
Let me tell you something. Good question. It's not too late because if it's in you, it's going to come out. It doesn't matter how old you are. I actually didn't start. I had a dream of acting since I was 12, but it actually did not materialize to my mid-40s. Okay? So it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of this. There is one particular actor that started late in his time, too. I can't remember his name right now. But there is still hope. There are still, matter of fact, There are times that producers and directors are looking for older gentlemen or older women,
mm-hmm.
okay, to do commercials,
right?
To do stage, because it's not always with the slim and trim or the young, okay, but
right.
it could be the complete opposite. So there's still hope. There's definitely still hope.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. And I want to take a minute just to thank Tyler Perry, because when he first started making his movies, he did go to some local senior centers here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those seniors were in a lot of his movies. If you remember, I can't remember the one movie, but there was like a 60s
party.
I think it was
My Dear Family Reunion. Yeah.
Yes, that was.
Yes.
And I
yes.
was so happy to see all the seniors were there. I mean, they were kind of reminiscing back to the 60s and 70s, but the fact that he did use them in the movie, I know some of them have gone on to create. They have gone on to other auditions that have become actors
Great.
And actresses. So,
wow.
I do like that you're resonating with our audience. That it's never too late. So thank you for that. But
no
Africa,
problem.
I wanna,
no problem.
Yes. Continue the conversation. Okay.
Yes. Do you want to? Do we need to take a short break, or can we just continue talking?
I think just continue talking. Our board is lit up. No one has hit one yet, but I'll just go ahead and say, if you want to come on air and ask a question of our guest, Troy Bland, please call in at 347-324-5246. And remember to hit the number 1, and I'll bring you on air. But our board is lit up, so let's just keep talking.
Okay.
Pastor Troy, I have a question, and this may be one that you have to take a moment. It's a very serious question, so drum roll. My question to you is, have you now accepted your calling as pastor? Now, don't rush to answer that question. That's a very serious question. After all these years, have you now accepted the calling as pastor? Are you comfortable with that now?
I can say this without a shadow of a doubt. At first, it took me a minute, but I must say yes. I just did a funeral, since I've been pastor, but this particular funeral I did this past Friday, one of my church members, who was a member of my church for 37 years.
Wow.
I did his eulogy, and the people that were in the congregation, I mean, it was a packed house, wall to wall, because this gentleman he was well-loved, and he was from New York. I've known him since I was 9. So it was actually a big reunion from people came from New York and from North Carolina and from Alabama and Atlanta to come to Macon, Georgia, to my church. The response I received after the Lord gave me the message for the people, because, yes, it was a homegoing celebration,
right?
But yet the word was still for the living.
Mm.
The response I received from the ones that were there, and these were longtime friends of mine, childhood friends that are now adults and fathers and grandfathers now. They said, Troy, or Pastor Troy, I could not believe it. They said, we can call you Pastor now. You better keep on doing what you're doing.
Wow.
They said, oh, you know, I had a nickname back in the day, and now they look at me now and they say, wow, God has really elevated you. And this one particular friend of mine, he talked to me Saturday morning on his way back to Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and was just so overwhelmed how, because he just reminisced how I was and where I am now.
Right.
And he said, Pastor Troy, well, so to answer your question, it's soaked in now. Yes, I accept my calling. I mean, you know, it was like, huh, I don't know, Lord, why me? Why, you know, I was asking those questions. I was the one, and, you know, but after seeing the response and, you know, from the congregation. And I said, yes, Lord, this is it.
Wow. That's awesome. Can you talk about some of your upcoming projects? So where can we look for you in the near future?
Okay, yes. I'm starring as Mayor Jack Clark on BJG Productions. The production is called Cool Carolina Nights.
Okay.
And it's shown on Comcast on demand, Comcast Channel 25, DeKalb County only, DeKalb County and the Carolinas. And matter of fact, I'm still in production for my next episode. I'm starring Mayor Jack Clark, the first African American mayor of Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow.
So I'm in production of that. And also, we have another production that's in progress. It's called The Book. I'm one of the producers. This is the first movie that I am producing. It's a faith-based movie called The Book. Yes. So it's produced actually by Bob Gay, the same one who produced Cool Carolina Nights.
Okay.
He approached me and another actor, Willie Parks, to come on board to help produce this movie called The Book. And it's just long story short, it's the word, it's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But every time the word, the Bible, is passed into someone's hands and they read it, it changes their life. No matter what situation they're in, the type of person it is, I mean, it's awesome. So I'm currently working on that. This will be coming out sometime in the spring.
Okay.
And I'm working on the trailer, which should be completed by Thanksgiving.
Phenomenal. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How can our listeners follow you or support you through social media, on Facebook, Twitter, et cetera?
Oh, yes. Okay. They can follow me on, well, I'm not on Twitter, but they can pull me up on Facebook under actor Troy Bland or Troy Bland.
Okay.
And if you find it, you can like my page as well.
Okay.
And I do all of my business through Facebook. And I love to network. Feel free to befriend me. I love to inspire. I love to encourage. I love to network for other actors or actresses that want to go through the same channels I went through. Or if they need any help, I can direct them to the type of project they're looking for. I can tell them what school they should go and enroll to, or what producers they need to go and talk to, or what production agencies they need to enroll with. And so on. So I do that through Facebook.
Great. And the name of your church is, and the location?
It's Bethel Temple Full Gospel Church, 3610 Log Cabin Drive, Macon, Georgia.
Awesome. Well, we would like to take
my wife
this,
are the pastors.
That is awesome, and we would like to take this moment to thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story and just sharing yourself with our listening audience. And we definitely would like to have you come back in the future and to keep us informed closer when those two, the book and the other production, is coming out, so we can make sure we keep our listeners in tune to pay attention and look out for that as well.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Now, as we get ready to close out our show tonight, though, Pastor Troy, what are your final words of wisdom? What would be your final comments for our listeners tonight? What would you like to impart on them as we close out our show?
Okay, I would say never give up on your dreams, okay? One of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I'm a preacher, so I'm always relating to the word,
right,
is the story of Joseph. He was a dreamer. Okay.
Right.
At 17 years old, he was harassed and ridiculed by his own brethren, his own family members. Okay.
Right.
Because of his dreams that the Lord gave him, what was going to be his future. And even though Joseph went through so much, the Bible says that God was still with him.
That's right.
And his dream came to pass 25 years later. So even though you have your dreams when you're younger, or you still have dreams and things still didn't materialize, hold fast to that, especially if you have God with you.
Absolutely.
You're going to have negative people. You're going to have setbacks.
Wow.
Joseph has setbacks, okay, but get ready for his setup. okay?
There you go.
That's right. He was in prison, but though he was in prison, he still had favor.
That's right.
So my point is, don't give up on your dreams. Don't look for everybody to pat you on your back now.
Right.
Even family members, don't even look for that.
You've got
to stay focused and, you know, stay in tune. Keep God with you and watch it happen. Don't give up on your dreams. And while you're working that too, working your dream, you got to work. You got to stay focused because you can't just let it think it's just going to drop on your lap.
Right.
So go out to auditions, okay? Look for opportunities. Make phone calls. Send emails out. Send your headshot. Build up your resume. Start from the bottom on up, but watch God work it out for you. But don't give up on your dreams.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And I know I speak on behalf of Mel D, Doc, and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team. We want to take this time to sincerely thank you for joining us and for sharing your journey with us and our listeners tonight. And we look forward to all your future projects. And as Doc indicated, we want to know what you're doing. So please stay in touch with us. And we thank you for joining us tonight. So
I would like to just say, too, what the title of this whole program is, Life After Layoff. There is life after layoff.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's definitely life. Don't give up. Yes, you may be disappointed for the moment. You may have your tears. You may have your moment. But there's still life.
Absolutely. And so on behalf, as we get ready to close out another episode, on behalf of Doc, myself, and, of course, our executive producer, Mel D., we thank you for joining us, and especially thanking our guest tonight, actor Troy Bland. And we thank you for joining, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. And know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember that there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Testimony, yeah.